Healthcare operations and workflow optimization. AI and ML techniques optimize hospital operations and streamline workforces, analyzing patient flow, resource utilization, operational inefficiencies for improvement. So here they analyze the patient flows in the hospital, they analyze the resource utilized for that particular flow, and they also evaluate the operational efficiencies for a particular processes. And then they suggest the improvements. They suggest the staff scheduling, or they suggest the tentative time for patients, our bed availability, inventory management. So basically they help us in achieving operational improvement. So they help us achieving operational efficiency and also cost saving. Challenges and considerations. So now let us understand what are the challenges in it. Data quality and privacy. See, privacy is always a challenge. Privacy is always a challenge in AI-based data, which is virtual models, which are available in the virtual models. AI and ML models require large volume of high-quality data, basically to train and perform effectively. They cannot work on a small quality of data. Ensuring data quality. So we have to ensure that the data quality is of high grade. It is, the integrity is, ensuring data quality is integrity and protecting patient privacy are critical considerations in and challenges in AI and ML. Regulatory and ethical considerations. Deployment of AI and ML in healthcare must comply with regulatory requirements and ethical guidelines. Transparent decision making, accountability, and explainability of AI algorithms are crucial to ensure patient safety and trust. So a patient basically is apprehensive when it comes to AI and ML in healthcare. There are apprehensions in adapting these technologies, but because there is a threat to data security, the data is basically driven by again the decision making accountability. So all these things basically, the patients are having less trust in this technology. But yes, things are changing, and eventually we will be overcoming these challenges. Integration and interoperability. Integrating AI and ML technologies into existing healthcare systems and workflows can be complex. Ensuring interoperability, seamless data exchange, and integration with healthcare records again are important for effective implementation. So basically, AI and ML work on the large volumes of data, and all these challenges are eventually somewhere connected to the data. Human AI collaboration. AI and ML technologies are designed to augment human capabilities, not replace healthcare professionals. So it is collaborative between the human and the technology, and it cannot be only technology. So it is collaboration between the two, the healthcare professionals and the AI technologies, where AI provides insights and recommendation, while healthcare professionals make a final decision. See, the AI and ML are data driven. With one inaccuracy in the data, the decisions can vary or maybe not the right decision for the patient. So whenever the AI and ML suggest a recommendation or provide an insight, the human intervention is required, where the healthcare professionals make the final decision, which are emphasized. Robotics and automation in healthcare. The integration of robotics and automation in healthcare is ushering in new era of efficiency, precision, and enhanced patient care. These technologies are transforming various aspects of hospital operations, optimizing processes, and ultimately improving patient outcomes. With robotics and automation, healthcare institutions are not only enhancing the operational efficiencies, but also enhancing patient experience and ensuring the healthcare services are delivered with highest level of precision in care. Surgical robotics. Robotics-assisted surgery is becoming increasingly prevalent in healthcare, allowing surgeons to perform complex procedures with a level of precision that was previously unattainable. Systems like Da Vinci surgical system offer a greater range of motion, minimizing the risk of human error, which translates to quicker recovery times, reduced complications, and ultimately improved patient outcomes. Pharmacy automation. automated pharmacy systems include robotic dispensers, medical management and solutions, and play a pivotal role in streamlining the medication distribution process. The systems like Pyxis MedStation not only automate medication storage and dispensing, but also significantly reduce the likelihood of medication errors. Now, with automated pharmacy system, they improve the patient, they improve the outcomes, they improve the distribution processes, they streamline the processes, and they ensure that, the dispensing and the storage is appropriately done, and also significantly reduce the likelihood of medication errors, ensuring the patients receive the correct medications at the right time. Telepharmacy and medication delivery. We already spoke about telepharmacy. Automation is not just important. Telepharmacy services, but also enhancing medication delivery within the healthcare facilities. Medication delivery robots, exemplified by the tug robot, autonomously transport medications, not only increasing efficiency, but also liberating healthcare staff from routine tasks to focus on more critical patient care responsibilities. So this robot basically delivers the medications from the pharmacy stores to the patient areas, eventually increasing the efficiency, improving the TAT of delivering the medications, and of course, reducing the manpower and improving the optimization of manpower for a critical patient care responsibilities. Laboratory automation and consideration. Automation is revolutionizing laboratory processes. With automated analyzers and robotic systems capable of handling large volumes of samples, while automation provides substantial benefits, challenges include the initial investment cost. Yes, the initial investment cost is very high. The need for staff training is required. There is a seamless integration with the existing healthcare infrastructure is required, and utmost priority of ensuring patient and worker safety through strict protocols and monitoring. So when we involve automation, we also have to ensure that it comes up with a cost, an investment cost, which also needs a staff training, the equipment cost, the seamless integration of existing infrastructure. Examples of automation success. Now that we have seen automation into the multiple fields, we have seen automation in laboratory, automation in radiology, automation in surgeries, automation in pharmacy. Now let us understand few examples of automation success. Notable examples of automation success include the adoption of automated prescription dispensing system in retail pharmacies, which have substantially enhanced prescription accuracy and efficiency. The robotic exoskeleton such as ExoJT are revolutionizing rehabilitation therapy, enabling patients recovering from stroke or spinal cord injuries to regain mobility and independence, ultimately improving the quality of life. Wearable devices in healthcare. Now, let's talk about wearable devices in healthcare, where the devices are worn by the patient and they monitor the patient's clinical status or clinical parameters. Wearable devices have proliferated, becoming essential tool for promoting health and wellness. We all have the Fitbit watch, which monitors our heart rate, which monitors the calorie lost, which monitors our pulse rate, which monitors our temperature. So these user-friendly gadgets offer various capabilities, from tracking physical activity to monitoring vital and the sleep patterns. So they monitor everything. You just have to wear, and that data is captured. It is continuously documented, and there are systems where these data directly provide an alarm to an ambulance services if your vitals are critical. I'll tell you a story of a person who met with an accident, and he was wearing a wearable device where the watch itself called an ambulance. There was an auto calling facility. If the parameters dropped to a certain extent and the ambulance arrived at a place, it also provided the ambulance with the location of the person, and eventually the ambulance arrived on time and the person was saved, and all thanks to the new wearable device. The wearable device empowers individual to become the custodians of their health. and by providing real-time data, fostering self-awareness and proactive health management. We also enhance patient-provider relationship by offering healthcare professionals a wealth of real-world health data for more informed discussion and personalized treatment plans. So this, all the data collected is accessible to healthcare professionals. If you share, definitely there is a privacy policy involved here, but if your consultant wants to see it, your parameters, you can provide an access to him and he has access to all the data where he can personalize the treatment plans. So here, there are few of the wearable devices what we see. There is a phone which gives the parameters, which documents the analysis. We have watch, we have a pulse oximeter. So digital health transformation. Digital health encompasses as a vast spectrum of technologies, including telehealth, mobile health apps, electronic health records, and more. Telehealth services and mobile health app have gained popularity. We have seen in our previous slides, we have spoken about telehealth, how it allows patients to access healthcare professionals remotely and monitor their health. Electronic healthcare records facilitate the seamless sharing of patient information, integrating data from the various sources, including wearable devices. Central to digital health is patient engagement and empowerment, granting individuals real-time access to their health data. Patients can monitor vital signs, track progress, and gain valuable insights into their well-being, fostering informed decision-making and encouraging active participation in health choices. Healthcare analytics and big data. Data integration and data management is an upcoming trend in healthcare revolution and play really a pivotal role. A primary challenge in healthcare analytics is the integrating diverse data sources, including electronic health records, medical imaging, and patient-generated data. So there are multiple sources where the data is collected, and to integrate the data is one of the challenges. The robust data infrastructure and interoperability standards are vital for seamless data exchange. So you need a robust data infrastructure so that the data is integrated for the seamless exchange of the data between the devices and further, you know, collecting at a single place. Predictive analysis. Leveraging big data for forecasting patient outcomes, disease trends, and resource needs is a critical application. So by forecasting, big data is able to forecast the patient outcomes. It documents, it analyzes, and it also gives us the disease trend and resource needs. Machine learning algorithm analyze historical data to identify patterns, enabling proactive resource allocation and staff scheduling. In the previous slides also, we have learned how machine learning help us allocations of resource allocation and improved, resource allocation, reducing the waste or optimizing the staff rightly. Personalized medicine. Big data analytics tailor treatment plans to individual patients by analyzing genomic data, treatment histories, and patient profiles. This approach enhances treatment efficiency, reduces adverse reactions, and improves patient satisfaction. Challenges and considerations. Now that we have spoken about technologies, artificial intelligence, now let us understand the challenges and considerations in the big data analysis. Data security and privacy. Handling sensitive patient data requires robust security measures and compliance with the regulations like HIPAA. HIPAA is the regulatory body for data, patients' data, and security. Data privacy and protections are paramount in healthcare analytics. It is very crucial that the data collected is private, is kept private and protected. Data quality. The accuracy and quality of healthcare data are critical for meaningful analysis. So the data what is collected should also be accurate. Then only it is going to help us to have a meaningful analysis. If the data is inaccurate, then the analysis again based on that inaccurate data will not be of any benefit and will be either harming the patient rather than betterment of the patient. So data cleansing and validation process are necessary to maintain data integrity. So we have to ensure that the data cleaning is an ongoing process. We validate the data so that the right decisions can be taken and the meaningful analysis can be done. Interoperability, achieving seamless data exchange between disparate systems and devices remain a significant hurdle. Industry-wide standards are essential to promote interoperability. Resource allocation, implementing healthcare analysis solutions can be resource intensive. You will require new healthcare analytic solutions for resource intensive. Healthcare organization must allocate budget and personnel for data analytics initiative to maximize the potential benefit. So your ongoing operations are not affected while the healthcare organizations are also building an initiative of data analysis. Ethical considerations. The use of big data in healthcare raises ethical questions about consent, the data ownership, and the potential for bias in algorithms. Yes, there is an ethical question about, are the data what we are collecting is consensuous data? Is the patient aware that his data is being used for the research? Are they approving the data to be used for research? And the data ownership, who is the owner of that data and the potential bias in algorithm because of the data. Addressing this ethical consideration is vital for responsible and equitable healthcare analytics. So we have to ensure that the data which is collected is an ethical data. Population health management. Population health management is a proactive approach to healthcare focused on enhancing the healthcare outcomes of defined population. The population healthcare management involves analyzing and health addressing the health need of specific groups of individuals, taking into account the characteristic risk and the social determinants of the health. The primary goal of PHM is to optimize the health of the population, control cost, and enhance the overall patient experience. Key aspects and strategy of population health management includes risk stratification and risk management, care coordination and continuity, patient engagement and self-management, data analytics and predictive modeling, collaborative and community partnerships, health information technologies and population health tools. Now let us understand this in a deeper manner and understand in a better manner. So when I say risk stratification and risk management, PHM starts by identifying and stratifying individuals within a population based on the risk factors, health conditions, and utilizing the patterns. Now this helps allocate resource effectively, prioritize intervention, and tailor care plans. So here the PHM starts, the data is identified for a individual within the population based on the risk factors, and then it further is used for the clinical interventions, and the tailor care plan or customized care plans are designed for the patients. Care coordination and continuity. Effective care coordination is essential in PHM to ensure seamless transactions between the healthcare setting and the providers. So the coordination between the healthcare providers and the technology has to be seamless. It enhances communication, reduces duplicate tests, improves medication management, and prevents gap in healthcare. Patient engagement and self-management. PHM empowers individuals to actively manage their health by providing education, resource, and tools. Strategies include promoting health behavior, supporting self-management of chronic conditions, and encouraging adherence to treatment plans. Data analytics and predictive modeling. Data analytics analyzes large data to identify trends, patterns, and opportunities for intervention. Predictive analysis forecasts future health needs and resource requirements, enabling proactive planning and targeted interventions. The collaborations and community partnerships extends beyond the healthcare organizations through collaboration with the community stakeholders, public health agencies, social services, and nonprofit organizations to address social determinants of health. health information technology and population health tools, including electronic health record, health management platforms and data analytic tools, play significant role in enabling PHM. Telehealth, remote monitoring, mobile health applications contribute to efficient population engagement and monitoring. Sustainability practices in healthcare. The healthcare sector's significant environment impact, including energy consumption, waste generation, and carbon emission, necessitates the adoption of sustainability practices. Yes, its environmental impact is an important aspect of sustainability of practices. Healthcare organizations are increasingly recognizing the importance, and they are adopting to the measures to minimize the ecological footprint. And what are the strategies what are used for sustainability? Energy efficiency and renewable energy, waste management and recycling, water conservation, sustainable procurement, green building designs, education and staff engagement, collaborations and partnerships, challenges, and later we will understand the challenges. So let's start with what are the strategies for sustainability. Energy efficiency and renewable energy. The implementation of energy efficient measures and investing in renewable sources such as solar panels and wind turbines can significantly reduce energy consumption and promote sustainability. Lot of hospitals are started implementing solar panels for their services for generating electricity to reduce the impact or to reduce the energy consumption and promoting sustainability. Water waste management and recycling. Proper waste management and recycling program for various materials like medical waste generations are essential for minimizing impacts. So waste management, we are emphasizing on waste management. We are, ensuring that we go for repairs rather than, just condemning a particular instrument. What better utilization can be done? So all proper waste management is in place. We believe in recycling of paper. We have moved to electronic health record where we reduce the paper usage, eventually supporting the waste management, reducing the waste management. Water conservation, water saving technologies and staff education on water conservation practices reduce water consumption in health settings. So here the water saving technologies are used, patients or the staff are made aware about how to reduce the water consumption, and also they promote recycling of the water, which is further used as for washrooms. So water conservation is done in the multiple way in the hospital, which also reduce the cost and reduce the water consumption. Sustainable procurement, prioritizing environmental friendly products, selecting sustainable suppliers and considering energy efficient medical equipment can contribute to sustainability and patient safety. Going ahead, green building design and operations. Incorporating green building principle in facility design and operations help reduce energy consumption and environmental impact. Green building certifications like LEED guide sustainability practice. So green building is an emerging trend where new constructed buildings are adopting green building design for better energy for reducing the energy consumption and having a better environmental impact. Education and staff engagement. Staff, healthcare staff are educated about sustainability practices, encouraging their participation through training, workshops, and awareness campaigns drive meaningful change. Collaborations and partnership. Collaborating with other healthcare organizations, suppliers, and community stakeholders foster knowledge exchange and collection action to address environmental challenge in the sector. So there is a lot of collaboration happening between the organizations where they work towards environmental challenge in the sector. Challenges and considerations. Now let us understand what are the challenges. Implementing sustainability practices in healthcare may involve financial considerations, regulatory compliances, cultural change, stakeholders buy-in, and measurable and reporting issues. Overcoming this challenge is essential for successful implementation, because unless we overcome these challenges, we will not be able to implement the initials of sustainability. Thank you.